Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo, Alan Beaumont Hall.
In a study, researchers found that mushrooms have high amounts of ergothioneine and glutathione, both important antioxidants. Mushrooms are the highest dietary source of these two antioxidants taken together, and that some types are really packed with both of them. When the body uses food to produce energy, it also causes oxidative stress, which from some free radicals are produced. Free radicals are oxygen atoms which with unpaired electrons that cause damage to cells, proteins and even DNA as these highly reactive atoms travel through the body seeking to pair up with other electrons. Replenishing antioxidants in the body then may help protect against oxidative stress. There's a theory, the free radical theory of aging, that has been around for a long time that says when we oxidize our food to produce energy, there's a number of free radicals that are produced that inside products of that action, and many of these are quite toxic. The body has mechanisms to control most of them, including ergothioneine and glutathione, but eventually enough accrue to cause damage, which has been associated with many of the diseases of aging, like cancer, coronary heart disease, and Alzheimer's disease. The most common mushroom types, like the white button, had less of the antioxidants, but had higher amounts of the most other foods. The amount of ergothioneine and glutathione also appear to be correlated in mushrooms. Mushrooms are high in glutathione and are also high in ergothioneine, for example. Cooking mushrooms does not seem to significantly affect these compounds. You can see that countries that have more ergothioneine in their diets, countries like France and Italy, also have lower incidence of neurodegenerative diseases.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health. 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.